But you've got to diffuse that. You can't move forward until you really understand where they're coming from and also get past any objections they've got internally. And they won't tell you these objections unless you stop and actually talk about them or bring them out in a conversation.
Yeah, I just don't think it's worth $1 million.
Okay. So many agents there would say, what would you offer? That's a danger zone to say, at this point, what would you offer? Or make an offer or anything like that. Try and extract an offer from somebody. He's not emotionally connected enough. We're sort of doing the dance, trying to feel like, how interested is he? Is he going to work with me? Does he really want to buy the house? Remember the questions I've asked in the other videos. How much they want to be there? Is it the right home for them? How long they've been looking for? Even he said he's been looking for 6 months. So at the beginning, all I'm doing is get a bit of a picture on how keen is he. Is he the right person for the house? What are the reasons for them buying there? So why don't you think, so I'm not interested in offers at this point, I'm interested in you. And that's not a role play.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you think it's worth $1 million?
Well, the one around the corner, which I think was on a bit bigger block and just a nicer home, sold for $940. And there was another one that sold just up the street for $960. So I'm comparing them to them two.
Did you go through the one at $960?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. And why didn't you buy that one?
Because like I said to you before, this one, it just connects with us a little bit better. We like the floor plan here.
Yeah. So let's use the one at $960. Mm-hmm. I've been through that house as well. And this house has a bit better proportions, doesn't it? It feels a bit better.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I agree that house is worth $960, mm-hmm. what it sold for. But if this one's got a bit better feel, size is a bit better, I think the orientation here is a little bit better. You get more sun in the backyard.
Mm.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I could agree with that. Yeah.
So it's going to be worth a bit more.
So has it been any
It's got to be worth a bit more though, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. So it can't be worth less than the other one.
I reckon it's around the same.
The same, even though it offers more.
I suppose.
Yes, no, like this. Let's try and find a place where, you know, I'm not trying to make you pay more than it's worth or anything like that. I'm probably just trying to say to you that this home does definitely offer more than that one as a 960. What I don't want you thinking, Jordan, is this one is the same as that, because in my opinion, it's better.
Mm.
Mm. So this house is better.
Yeah.
It's probably why you're interested in it.
Yeah.
And at 960, then that would just say it's the same as the other one, roughly.
Yeah. We're just not at $1 million for this one, Matt.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that like within your spending range?
We could spend $1 million. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Has there been any other offers on any other interest, or are we the only ones?
You're the only ones at this stage.
Okay.
But bear in mind, it's only been 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
So on the market at the moment, you've looked around 6 months.
Mm.
There's a reason you've looked for 6 months, isn't there?
Mm.
Why?
We just haven't found the right
thing. Because you're fussy. You want the right thing. You're not going to compromise.
Yeah.
So in saying that, there's not going to be 20 of these houses.
Mm.
So if this one goes, I'll help you look for another 6 months. No problem whatsoever. But I'd hate to lose it over a little bit, whatever that is.
Mm.
They haven't got there yet, but I'd hate to lose it over a little bit. So what are you thinking? If it's better than the other one, you're not at $1 million, what are you thinking it's worth?
Would they take $980?
Probably not.
Okay. Can you submit that to the owners for me?
Yeah, I can. I've spoken to them many, many times about lots of different things. I know they won't take $980.
Mm.
Okay, so, but you're in the range. I think you're definitely in shooting range where they'll engage with you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to them. I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop right there for a second. The reason I'm going to take that offer is because it's in the range. If I let you offer at the beginning, you would have offered $950. Or 960.
Yeah.
Would you have not?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've got to diffuse that. You can't move forward until you really understand where they're coming from and also get past any objections they've got internally. And they won't tell you these objections unless you stop and actually talk about them or bring them out in a conversation, and then use relevant reference points where they can't argue with themselves. It's really difficult to argue with people about money on a perception that they have. So what I mean by that is, like, if you think something's worth $9.50 and I haven't established the reason that it's not, and I just start trying to negotiate with you, you're going to be real firm down here and I'm going to be real firm up here, and we're going to actually just get stuck.
Yeah.
But once I've given you credible evidence, reasons why your thinking is not exactly what it needs to be, and I take that logical thing out of it and move to the emotional, you start to answer your own questions, provided that it's real.
Yeah.
So the one down there for $9.60, that was a really real reference point for you.
Yeah.
But after a bit of discussion, and of course they're going to say this house is better because they're interested in it. So yeah, whether it is or isn't, they're interested in this house. And that emotion in itself, that one question, so this house has got to be better than that one, doesn't it? They're going to say yes because they like it better.
Mm.
So $9.80, spoke to the owners. It's just a bit on the light side for them, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can take a deposit at a mil. How happy would Jane be?
It's given you a test drive of Real Estate Gym. Let me tell you, if you're a subscriber and a member of the gym, you'll be getting videos from our co-coaches all the time. You'll be getting mentors, you'll be getting scripts, you'll be getting dialogues, you'll be getting templates, and most importantly, My Prospector, your personal accountability system to make more calls, get more appointments, get more listings. From around $10 per week, realestategym.com.au, your personal coach.